From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Right on, Troy.
Hello.
Show us your record bag. What do you got?
Right, brought some good things down today and sort of a variety. And over the decades.
Well, you know
variety.
What they say, Troy. Variety is the spice of life.
Is that what they say?
That's what they say. All they right. do.
Okay, now East Africa.
I say the spice of life. Let's go.
East Africa. Yep. Somalia in East Africa.
It's, right on.
Since about 1991, we've had particular feelings about Somalia, and they're generally ones of sympathy and just that sort of crushing feeling of, oh, God, oh, no. The town of Mogadishu, prior to 1991, was kind of a hotbed of pop culture and
I believe
and
so,
fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't pretend to know if things were all great then, but some of the stuff which was happening hasn't happened there since.
Yeah.
One of the things that happened, there was a group who have just been, well, they were rediscovered a couple of years ago, I think, by their awesome Tates for Africa managed to find them. And now Analog Africa have put out this splendid 3-LP set comprising Volume 1 and Volume 2 from the original tapes, like cassette tapes, Dodo Band put out.
Strong contender for Album of the Year, says Habibi Funk magazine.
Yep.
Look, that's cool.
Dodo of Somalia is the name of this, and like I said, it's Volume 1 and Volume 2 and a few unreleased things.
It's a lovely-looking record.
It's, well, lovely-looking three-record set. It's
Jabba. Jabba.
Jabba, yep.
Is that a nightclub or a hotel? Or
weirdly enough, it was a hotel, yeah. It was a hotel where Dodo played quite a lot. There's a huge, I mean, coming to them knowing nothing about them, this is the kind of record you want, because apart from all the music, there's extensively researched notes, which tells you quite a lot
you
about
can tell. It's sealed at the moment. I can't open it up.
It is sealed.
Three
yeah.
times LP.
Yes.
So it's a three-discer.
It's a three-discer. Now, Dodo Band's... they like that when I said they played at that Juba Hotel, at the hotel they'd play a variety of things, you know, Michael Jackson covers, you know, that sort of stuff, you know, a bit of Marvin,
yep,
kind of thing, but also a lot of their own material. And they had three different lead singers, you know, simultaneously, like this song was sung by Dada and this was by Dada. Anyway, two of the singers are the ones we're going to talk about here. One of them, her name was Sara Dava. Okay. Now, Dava was like her stage name. It meant it was a sort of a transliteration of diva. She wasn't really a diva. She's a great singer. The other guy, this is the cool one, his name he was known as Basto.
Basto!
Where now Basto was like a Somalian sort of mangling of pasta. And the reason for that is because he looked like spaghetti. That's what it says, isn't it? Anyway, he's a fantastic singer. He did... he was quite rooted in what was the Saar tradition, Saar, which is the conjuring of spirits.
Yes, oh, I've read about that, yeah.
Anyway, this tune here, I had to write down the name.
Isn't that sort of what music is anyway?
I think so. This one here is called Doomba Marisu. And now this one has the Spaghetti Man singing, and he starts in at about 1 minute 10, but you can hear this, you can hear the funk already.
When was this recorded?
1986.
Right.
Now, the fidelity of this one and all of Volume 1 is kind of like this. It was...
average.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sort of suits the sound, though, you know? That sort of blown out, you know, that blown out speaker sort of... Because what they're not doing is sacrificing the bass.
Hell no.
The bass is in the front.
Now, the way this music was distributed at the time is that there would be cassette masters that would be given to two chains of shops.
Yeah.
And you'd go in there and you say, I want Dodo Band Volume 1. Sure, they'd do like a high-speed...
High-speed double-dubber.
That's what they'd do.
Would they? Like, on cassette tape.
And,
crazy.
So the masters for Volume 1 are taken from one of these cassette masters. Volume 2, which is also on this three-record set, is of higher fidelity.
Yeah.
But I just love the totally immersed sound of this.
Yeah, this has got a good groove. To be honest, he doesn't sound like spaghetti.
No. I didn't look for a picture of him. I just wanted to imagine what he looked like.
Oh, look out! That guitar's just enough out of tune to make it sound like it was picked up off the side of the road.
Yeah. And you can hear his foot is just hovering on that wah-wah pedal. Yeah. Not pushing down.
Yeah,
but
just tickling it. I'll play this song. This will be a great song.
Oh, yeah.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. Bass arguing, let me in the front.
I think some of the horns might get to come in after the guitar. What do you think?
I hope so, Troy. I listen to music like this and I see it in my head.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Yeah,
no, it's just... Ooh, music's so cool, eh? I love that sort of the background. Be a great opening scene for a movie.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, that's the Dudu Band with Dumba Mariso. Dumba Mariso. The Dudu, spelled D-U-R, space D-U-R,
yep.
Band.
The album is called Dudu of Somalia, Volume 1, Volume 2. Comes on 3LP set with a download code with Waves. There you go.
The
Great Analog Africa label.
Which is pretty much what it says on the tin, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, moving on. Part of the Light in the Attic label is an imprint called Tidal Waves.
So Light in the Attic, did you say?
Light in the Attic from Seattle, Washington.
It suggests that there's somebody in the attic. Wouldn't it?
Now, Tidal Waves have been like reissuing kind of lost soul records. Not lost souls, but...
Lost
soul.
Records in the genre of soul. Ooh.
And the latest one that they've done.
Ooh, sometimes there's some real treats in that.
There is. This one here is an album from 1972. Has never been back on vinyl till now. The man who made it... prior to making this record, he had played with Lou Donaldson and a couple of others, playing soul jazz type stuff. He's a trumpet
player.
Holding
it, you won't show me. What's going on? What are you doing? You're being weird.
I am being weird because I kind of want to keep this one myself. Anyway.
Is that good? Am I going to...
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Gary Chandler is the artist.
Straight away, I see what you mean. Yes.
Now, Tidal Waves have put out his album Outlook.
Look at that. Look at that gentleman surveying his area from some crappy old car park.
He never made another record after this. Not as a leader, not as a sideman, not as anything. And I have no idea why.
Let me tell you a little story about what I know about him from what I've just read here. Which I'm essentially reading from the cover.
From the Obie strip, in fact, yes.
That's right, eh? The Obie strip, yeah, of course. Gary Chandler, born in 1938, started playing professionally in 1960 in the thriving Columbus, Ohio club scene with Hank Marr, Don Patterson, and Betty Maupin. He worked in the Motown Review from 1965 to 67 and led his own group for over a year. Over the following years, Chandler joined the bands of Lou Donaldson and Charles Ireland, where he remained until the recording of his debut album. Gary Chandler Outlook, limited edition, vinyl edition, 500 copies, back on vinyl for the first time since 1972.
500 copies only.
In the world,
yeah, that's all they did. I don't know why. I first heard of this when it came out on a CD with another record. It must have been 4 or 5 years ago. But I was very, very late to the party. People in the know have known about this record forever.
Gary Chandler's first and only album was originally released in 1972 on Eastbound Records. Super rare and fetching large sums on the collector's market, now finally back available as a limited deluxe vinyl edition. 500!
500.
I don't know if I've heard of it. That's a handful, isn't it?
Yep.
Could you catch... No, you couldn't carry 500 records probably myself.
You could probably carry them.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful portrait on the back cover. Oh, look at that.
Look at him there, closing his eyes.
I don't want to lower the tone, but that's Kumfasa, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, this man, he's in the throes of ecstasy there. Well, Gary Chandler, what was the big hoo-ha about? Shall we find out?
Let's give it a go.
Shit, that production's beautiful. 1972,
yeah.
You say?
Yeah.
Wow. 72, is it?
Now, the one we're playing is called Kaleidoscope. And as good as this sounds, we're purposely playing this because it's not the total killer fire on the record, which people are going to have to discover for themselves.
Oh, it's confidence right there. Did you hear that little bass drop? Isn't that percussion, ladies and gentlemen? What's Gary play?
Gary's the trumpet player that you right. can hear right there. He wrote this one too.
Just for those people, I didn't mention Gary is on the front cover wearing a full-length heavy leather jacket. Full-length.
Sharp style.
Sharp style, yeah.
I just want to draw your attention to the keyboard player on this record is Cesar Frazier, who also has a lost classic re-released by Tidal Waves.
Wow. All instrumental or...?
Yeah. Doesn't do him good.
I feel like he's barely touching the surface though, yeah? He's scratching the surface though. Whoa! Sounds a bit like Maceo.
Or Masekela. Here we go, there's Cesar.
Oh, it's one of my that's one of my favourite keyboard sounds ever. Reminds me of the movie Barfly. Woo! Ooh, get down there, go down! Oh. Beautiful! That's great, yeah, and that's by no means the best track on the album.
No.
Show pony.
This is my second favourite.
So what? Who did he owe money to, or who did he piss off, so that they never, so that his album became so rare?
I have no idea.
Why would you just go, that old album?
And then do nothing ever again.
Drugs. I think it must be the drugs in that era.
I don't know. Maybe.
Racism, drugs, it has to be something. There's some reason, it's pretty good.
There's a picture on the back on the back of the Obi. That's Cesar there with his red trousers.
I think I've seen that cover before somewhere. Hail Cesar. No, just... Wow.
It's a good one, right?
It definitely sounds like a... That's a... You know, oftentimes record collectors will get together and try and outdo it. Oh, well, yeah, let me play you something. It seems that that'll be it's a good weapon to have in the box, isn't it, for a Let Me Play You Something collection. So that was our Kaleidoscope by Gary Chandler off the album...
Outlook.
All right. What's next, Troy?
Right, next is a brand new out tomorrow worldwide on the Brownswood.
Brand new?
Brand new. Out tomorrow. Brownswood, Charles Peterson's excellent high quality label. This here.
Good morning.
Is an act called Maisha. Now, some of you are going to remember Maisha from the great We Out Here compilation, beginning of the year.
All right, yep. This is the beginning of an 11 and almost 12 minute song.
Yeah.
Called Osiris. There's five people in the back there dancing in some sort of circle on the back cover in the middle of the jungle.
Six people in the group.
The six person must be represented by the heron on the front.
Yeah, and that could well be the band leader, who is Jake Long, the drummer. Who else is on this record? Well, you'll recognise the name Nubia Garcia on saxophone.
Shit, that's a great bit of crescendo, isn't it? Yes, I do recognise that name. Saxophone, though.
Also, there's going to be a discovery for you coming up fairly soon. Shirley, the guitar player. Wait till you hear Shirley. She is great. Obviously, what we hear is that...
Oh, beautiful.
It's the kind of spiritual...
Is that piano? Put something on the piano.
It's new. Rain on a window.
Dearie me. Ooh, dearie me. Seductive music, isn't it? Ooh. My word, Troy.
Flute there is Nubia Garcia as well.
About that, it just doesn't get too lost. It doesn't get too show pony's too. It's a big stretched out awesome moment.
Yeah.
I want to be in that movie. I want to be in this movie. I imagine the temperature would be very warm and pleasant. Like I say, seductive. You know. Maisha is the name of the group.
Yep, There Is a Place is the name of the album. It's out worldwide tomorrow on the Brownswood label.
Hey, Lachlan, I'm going to turn the mics off so you can hear this. I want you to tell me if you think this sounds like seductive music. Ready? Your thoughts?
Oh, that's extremely seductive.
Mike. Sorry, you say?
That's extremely seductive.
Yes, that's what I thought. Thank you. For your input there. Well, look, we can't listen to the rest of this. It's leading myself. My brain's starting to wander. So that's a Maisha of the track called Osiris. And that's off the album. What's the name of the album?
There Is a Place. We have that on vinyl and CD. Going backwards, we heard Gary Chandler. Outlook is the name of an album limited to 500 copies. We don't have 500. We only have very few at Southbound. And we started with the 3LP set from Durda Band, Durda of Somalia, Volume 1 and Volume 2.
What a fascinating trilogy of records you brought down this week, Troy. We look forward to another bag of tricks next week at the same time. Thank you very much.
Excellent, thank you.
All the best.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White Spikes.